Okay, let's get going. Call the meeting to order. Note, everybody's here except Mr. Jarantine, who is home ill. Battery's on his way to the Met game. I don't know which.
No, I talked to him.
No, actually, that'd be in LA. So,
yeah.
Okay. Take a motion to approve the minutes of 4:12, 4:19, and 3:30.
Move it.
Second.
Okay, any additions, deletions, corrections, anything? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed? Okay. Good. Donald, hand those around. Okay, resolutions. 174, requesting transfer from contingent account pursuant to the budget amendment number 15, appropriating funds for awareness.
Move
and second. Discussion?
I know this has been a hot issue with the Ways and Means Committee, and I just want to set the record straight on a few things about this resolution.
Thank you.
Last month's Ways and Means Committee, when I first produced the resolution, we had put $11,100 because it was our understanding that she had to kick up money to Oasis. And then we read her little contract again, and we didn't think so. But in all actuality, Oasis is making her charge each participant, and she has to pay 10% to Oasis. So that's actually true. So if anybody had any, reservations about that we were trying to slip something past somebody, I'm not an expert on the Oasis. Or how they do things, but that's exactly what she has to do. So every participant that goes through her program now, she will have to charge, and she has to keep records for Oasis and give them 10%. So whether she charges $50 a kid or $100 a kid, Oasis is going to get their cut. Well, just for the opportunity to be an Oasis approved alcohol awareness program.
And they didn't give her an amount to charge?
Well, they have fees. They want her to charge $100 a kid. The problem with charging $100 a kid, she told me, was that an open container ticket or an alcohol possession of alcohol for a minor, the ticket's $100. So the kids will just pay the fine and go back into society and not learn, a darn thing. So she's wrestling with how much, she needs to charge. Her kid, but right now she doesn't have the staff to do it. She doesn't have the funding. So I'd like to reconsider the additional funding, and also consider this. So it wasn't her intention when she started this program to charge kids, to help kids. Now she has to charge them. So I kind of figured in my own head, if she charged every kid who went through her program $50, and last year she did 100 kids, so out of each $50, she's got to kick up $5 to Oasis. So she's going to realize, about $23,000 or $25,000 in revenue from just charging these kids this fee. So if she could get this seed money, this $20,000, she's not going to need $20,000 next year. And her program is only growing. I mean, it doubled in a year. 2 years ago, with $10,000, it was 50 kids. With $5,000, it was 50 kids. With the $10,000, she was able to push 100 kids. And that was not an easy task because a lot of her peer counselors, they're hitting the age where, they volunteer for a little bit, then they go off to college. They move to a different state or a different part of the county, and it's hard for her to retain any kind of staff. So this extra $10,000 would enable her to pay staff, and it's not a lot of money. I mean, if she's using $10,000 to run the program and $10,000 for staff at minimum wage, maybe throughout the year she can have, maybe five or six people on staff to run the program. So... And, I'm not saying this as a definite, but I'm just saying I could see the revenue stream. I could see how she's going to be able to sustain herself, and she won't need the $20,000 next year unless there's some huge need in the county all of a sudden, and she doubles or triples her participation.
Trace?
Do you think with charging, or does she think that that'll affect her her numbers in terms of negatively impacting her numbers?
Well, the one thing she was considering, I mean, look, I'm not Oasis and I'm not Awareness, so I don't know exactly how she's going to run things, but she did tell me she's wrestling with the fact that she had also thought that if the kid couldn't afford to pay it, that she would give them the $50 or $100, whatever, as a a tuition waiver or something for the program, scholarship, because I'm sure there are going to be kids that aren't going to be able to afford it. Right now, she doesn't charge them anything, and their choices are that they could they get the ticket and it goes on their record, or they do community service, I guess, or they do the awareness program. And a lot of kids opt for the awareness program.
But right now, with no charge.
Right now, there's no charge.
So now, if all of a sudden the awareness program is associated with a $100 charge, depending on...
Well, she's wrestling with how much, you know, because the tickets are $100. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get a kid who... And I went to the one program once, and each kid is in denial. They're forced to go there or pay a ticket. So they go. And in the program, the first thing they do is they get every kid to stand up. When I was there, there were 20 kids. They were all from New Falls College, SUNY New Falls. They all had alcohol. And she asked them point blank, do you feel that you've been unjustly, you know, tried in this, or do you feel like the sentence that the judge has given you is justified? And every single one of those kids say, no, they've been unjustly tried, and they give you 20 examples of why they shouldn't have been charged with this alcohol ticket. By the end of the program, more than half of them agreed that this was the right thing for them to do, and they owned up to what they did. So if they're only going to pay the ticket, they're never going to realize that they did something wrong, and they're just going to repeat what they did. Mm. I mean, I'm not a mental health professional or a doctor, but I see, I can see what, I was a teenager once. I knew everything. Yeah. I lost all that knowledge over the years.
Sorry. Other discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? What's a 3-3 tie? Where's that go?
So it failed.
So it failed.
Okay, so the resolution failed.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Actually. Okay, next one. 185, authorizing chairman of the Elsa County Legislature to execute an extension of the sales tax agreement with the City of Kingston.
TJ, can I just interrupt for 1 second? Sorry, because is there a reason we're not doing 177? Like, I know it says to be determined, but wouldn't there be a cost associated with giving vaccines in a different location? I mean,
well, not necessarily, because there's no RFP. It's at the Peter's.
Yeah,
there's no RFP, so you don't know what the cost would be until you get an RFP back.
Hold on.
I don't want to hear about $30, to be honest with you, because I'm so it's not there.
Are you suggesting, though, that when there is a cost, it would come back again? Aren't we?
Well, I sat in the committee last Monday when it was in Ellenville, and I will say the thought process was, if an RFP went out, based on what came back, would determine essentially what the cost might be, if there was a cost. The county executive's office has information that says it would cost $30 a person, mm-hmm. based on their discussion with personnel. Now, I don't know how personnel would know anything, since there's no RFP, and if you saw 100 people, it would cost us $3,000. So it was a long, drawn-out discussion.
Yeah, I didn't know that
so
there was
why
a
it's not here, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know that there was a long, long,
why it's not here,
discussion.
I don't know.
When I looked at it, it just seems to me that if we were creating a new policy to provide for on-site vaccinations, that there probably would be a cost associated. I have no idea what that is, whether it's $30 or $5 or $5 million. I'm just saying...
Well, not necessarily. If you, let's say, ABC Pharmacy said, "Oh, I'll come in and I'll do it, and I'll just do it for whatever I get reimbursed through the health insurance," so there would technically be no cost to the county.
What about employees that don't have health insurance but through the county?
I don't know. You know, how do we pay for it now? but I think personnel, and I don't really want to get into this because it'll be kind of like the...
It's not on the agenda.
Okay. So that's why it's not there.
Okay.
As far as I know. So, 185.
I'll move 185 for discussion.
Second.
Second.
Okay. Discussion. Dave?
Well, I put this in, Dave, if you take a look at the new agreement, there are a number of holes that are not present in the new agreement. One, it does not actually even say when they're going to distribute money. Hence, the county can distribute the money anytime they damn well please. Or not, or wait to the end of the year, or wait to the following year. There's nothing in there, whereas the old agreement clearly says they have 7 days to disperse the money. Nothing is in that. That means we can basically balance ourselves and make the towns and the city wait. I think that whatever you do, if you're not going to go with, and my take on the old agreement is I think we can have, if you want to lower the old agreement and say you want to do it for three years, and then we can actually have a discussion and do this the right way instead of guns being put through people's heads in the very last minute. These have typically been done in July and August and certified or done and finished, I think, last one.
All right.
The last one was signed on October 2010. The one before, I think, was in September of 2010, 2005. They typically sign off on these quite early, you know, so that you can have the discussions and then you move forward. The new agreement calls for a number of things that really have nothing to do with the tax or parts of it. So my take on it is I support the way the old agreement was set up, and I'm asking for continuation of that. I've had conversations with members of the council, and they would support that old agreement wholeheartedly. And we do not know where they're going to stand on the new thing.
Okay. Other discussion? Now, 280 is the other one. That's the one that the county executive and the mayor agreed on?
No, this one is.
I know, I'm saying, but 280 is the one that the county executive and the mayor agree on.
Yes.
So, okay. All right, if no other discussion.
Can I just ask a question? So you're saying the executive and the mayor agree on 280, but the council hasn't weighed in yet? Officially?
They have not weighed in. They will not weigh in until next Wednesday, I believe. I believe that's what their council meeting is. I know there are the other thing that they're, I can tell you what their concerns are more than anything else.
Well,
their concerns are the 60-40.
They're not here, Dave, so unless you have something in writing from them.
Well, their concerns is the same thing as 60-40s, that they have the idea that you're taking 40% from the 1%. That is that turning it into a political document instead of a business document. It's about payback to the assemblyman, which is absurd. The point is that the 25% they would lose anyway would still be significant, no matter how you look at it. Making it 40 is, just playing a political game. The other point is, you need, no matter what agreement you have, to adopt the same thing that's in the other one about the disbursement of the money. Because otherwise, it is open-ended. There is there's nothing to say when they have to disperse it.
Okay. Well, Carl?
I'm not sure if it's pertaining to this agreement or not, but why don't we just petition the state for an 8% sales tax instead of constantly having to be at the mercy of our representatives and asking for a sales tax extension? Why can't we petition the state to do that?
I will say NYSEC has tried that numerous occasions.
On behalf of our county?
All counties.
All counties.
Yeah. The state senate routinely passes a bill that would increase the authority to the 4% for counties across the state. The state assembly doesn't take it up every year.
All right, what else? Anything else on this?
That the state does have a say.
Okay.
You know, because otherwise you have nobody really keeping a check.
Anything else on 185? All in favor? Opposed? Okay, while we're right there, since we're hot on the topic of taxes, we'll go to 280, authorizing the chairman of the Elks County Legislature to execute an extension of the sales tax agreement with the city of Kingston. Move.
Move.
Second.
Okay. Discussion? Dave?
Again, I think it behooves us all to put the money where when it's dispersed. On the old agreement, it comes up on... to pay the share of the money within 7 working days after they receive it from the state tax commission, that is in the old agreement.
Yep.
So I really think that, you know, the towns are going to want that money when it comes, when they expect it.
Well, it doesn't mean as much to the towns. I mean,
towns
to the
get
city.
It quarterly.
So
the towns get it quarterly.
All right. Well, the city, in other words,
they'll continue to get
basically
it
tell the city that they will give it to you and. Maybe February next year.
Right. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, very good. 255, approving the execution of contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Devereaux Foundation Department of Civil Services. Move. Second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion?
So this doesn't actually... We may not spend this money, but this is increasing the not-to-exceed amount by $95,000.
Correct. This is a contract where we had calculated the contract. It was based upon our utilization back in 13. There's an additional child. I think this one had one child. I'll correct the number. One child. So it just increases the not-to-exceed.
These institutions, the one child can make a difference. Of right.
Well, these are $20,000 a month, these children.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Big time. Mm-hmm.
Understood.
Again, that's why you see the contracts that you approved this year. We increased the not to exceed to avoid this kind of an issue. But but clearly the county can't spend more than what's been appropriated in the county budget.
And authorized by the contract.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 256, approving the execution of contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Liberty Resources, Inc.
Move.
Second? Discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 257, contract entered into by the County Jewish Board of Family and Children's Services Department of Social Services. Move.
Move.
Second? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. 259, contract excess. $50,000.
Move.
Vanacore. Second.
Okay. Benedictus. Yeah. Get it, or is
that? That's Vanacore. That's Vanacore. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Opposed? Okay, I want to see if you guys keep the cycle of the paper going the right way. This is looking pretty good. 260. Execution of contract excess of $50,000 entered into by County Hewitt Packard Company, Department of Informational
Move.
Services. Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? 261. Contract excess of $50,000 entered into by County Arnold? I thought
Arnold.
That was, isn't that Arnold?
Arnold
Construction Company, Inc.?
Move.
I always thought that was Arnold. I thought
no, it's Arnold.
You mean there's no N?
No.
Really?
No.
Holy mackerel.
Oh, my God.
No.
I must be... Wow. Okay, sorry about that.
You want, no,
discussion? All in favor?
Wait a minute. It's Marlboro?
Well, for Richie? Maybe that's... Carl, maybe that's why he took the night off, just in case.
Pike's got to go around
11. Disapproved? Or opposed, I mean?
Okay.
I always thought there was an N there.
No.
Wow. No. Oh, you've, like, messed up my whole day.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Okay, back to reality. 262. Approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate contract amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, National Business Equipment, LLC, Department of Informational Services. Second. Discussion?
These are for printers and the scanners?
Yeah, and just we added additional leases to the contract we have, and we're saving money each time we add one.
Cool.
Saving money is always new.
Okay.
Now you lock them down. You need a proximity card to make a photo.
Yeah.
Okay. Make a copy.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 263, contract excess of $50,000, Martin and LaJudas.
Move.
Second. Discussion? All in favor?
One thing, this is for the rail trail.
Yeah, Ashokan rail trail.
Okay.
DEP money.
Right. Cool. Okay. Anybody against? Okay, very good. 264. Contract excess of $50,000, wind construction services.
Move.
I always knew there was two ends.
You got that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Discussion?
There's your end.
There's your end.
There's an extra end.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
It's
okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
So exuberant.
266, setting a public hearing for a tentative budget of Ulster County Community College. Second.
I said Monday.
I believe the president of his college is out of town.
He had a conflict.
Okay. All right, discussion. It's a public hearing, and it's held at the college.
Ways and Means and all that will be Monday night also. Just so everybody knows we are moving.
Okay, it is at the college. They feed us also, don't they?
And environment's moving, right?
All right. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, great.
Education still working.
268. Authorizing chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement to purchase internet network services through BOCES. Second. Discussion.
I'm going to say, again, a lot of money because the county gets to tack on to the bid from BOCES and all the
four counties. And you're going to be an exception?
No, because I'm not in any kind of managerial position at BOCES at all. And we're not actually probably making any money on this. We're just passing, all we're doing is passing along the bid so that the county can pay for their own service at the
You should abstain.
We're not actually selling.
You should abstain, probably. Yeah. Well, even though there's no money, conceivably somebody could have put pressure on you to say nice things and maybe we're really losing money, so you should abstain.
Yeah. Instead of the county spending like
no, I know, I know that.
For megabit, but I want for $19.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Perception.
Nope. No. 270. Authorized, guys.
269.
That was 269.
No, it was 268.
Whoa, you missed. Wait a minute.
269. We're on.
Somebody's paying attention.
Yeah, you had 269 right here.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Which one is that? Let me have it back. Thank God Jim and I are on the same page. Authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to call a public hearing to satisfy the public participation requirement for an application of community development block grant. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Sorry about that. 270. Authorizing.
Move.
This is a public hearing for acquisitions of public purpose of property. Wow.
I didn't write that.
Okay. For construction of the Hudson Valley Rail Trail West, Phase 4, Town of Lloyd, Department of Planning. Discussion?
No, you had to move it.
I did.
We did.
Okay.
Yeah. In a second.
Yeah.
Just a request. Could we get a aerial photograph of the showing where the easement is going?
They're saying
yes. Yep.
Saying yes. Okay. Maybe a property
I have
too.
A couple with me.
Does the planning department have
it was from a low flying bird.
Thank you.
We have good.
That would be
cheap.
We'd like to get one.
No, but they have Google Maps.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Just on the fiscal impact of this, the fiscal impact would only be $300 for advertising. That was left from a resolution from April that you passed to move into right away acquisition. So that's.
Okay.
That's the only thing I just wanted to highlight.
Okay, thank you.
Where's the zigzag that we're going around the guy?
That's not even. It's the shed guy.
We have a drone.
Gone. So we were going to go behind your.
Okay. Don't give him any ideas.
Oh,
he has one.
No. 271. Scheduling a public hearing for the Ags and Markets Law for the addition of
No, we didn't.
You didn't vote on it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought we did.
You're not paying attention tonight.
Man.
That's scary.
Okay, I thought we did. I'm sorry. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Sorry about that. All right. 271. This is the public hearing for the Ags and Markets for the additional lands.
Move.
Second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 274. Amending the 2016 Ulster County budget to adjust the annual salary of the district attorney is required. Second.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 276. Amending the Ulster County budget CHIPS funding adjustment. Second.
Second.
Thank you.
Did they give us more money? $300,000. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
That's being rolled over.
Yes.
Oh, okay. 277. Amending the Ulster County 2016 Ulster County budget, Pave New York funding appropriation.
Thank you.
Okay. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Oh, it is funding. I'm
trying to. 278, authorizing the Commissioner of Finance to accept the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation's offer to purchase a parcel of county-owned real estate property. Okay, discussion?
Yeah, I know I called Ken today about that. It's a piece of property on Martin Swedish Road, 200 acres. I called the assessor and I just asked her, you know, what's the effect on the town for it coming off of the tax roll? And I do understand, though, if the state buys a piece of property, they assess it themselves and they do pay taxes.
Not necessarily.
Not this particular, because it's going to be exempt because it's wildlife.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But eventually it would likely be part of the forest preserve once they can get
eventually.
It.
It's not going to be right away.
Then it would be taxable.
Yeah. Two categories of state-owned property taxable.
Right. See that? Because the assessor told me that they paid around between school and town and county about $9,000 a year. It's not going to break us, obviously. But
I will say, Carl, they're paying us $175,000.
Right, for it.
They're paying us market for it, which is a good thing.
Now, was that in the tax sale?
It was pulled because of their interest for public use in Bennett. This was pulled, I believe it was on the auction last year. Mm-hmm. It's been out there a while. So.
Mm-hmm. I thought they had to pay taxes.
No. But eventually, once they link it with their forest preserve, they will.
Every little bit helps.
It has to be more than 500 acres, and this is 125.
Right.
So that's why by linking it with the other piece, they'll get over the 500.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 279, authorizing conveyance of county-owned properties to the original owners. Second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, 281. Supporting Senate Bill S4964B, increasing the county DMV revenue sharing rate.
Move.
Second.
Aye.
Discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed?
Yep.
Okay, let's see. Any new business this evening?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I brought this to the committee also, but since we're not meeting again and it's got to do with money, I called Health Alliance, I called the CFO of Health Alliance and asked them about the letter that we received for people who have Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield about the fact that I guess it's Westchester Medical Center through Health Alliance that doesn't have a contract with them yet. They're still in negotiations, and it affects a lot of county employees. I mean, if we have, at last census, I thought it was 1,400 and something county employees. I don't know if everybody takes that insurance, but I talked to Pat Gavis. She's the CFO, and she said to me that when I asked her, I said, look, I've got the insurance now. If I got to your hospital now and I had been hospitalized, at the current rates, the rates that the Blue Cross Blue Shield wants to give you in the new contract, is that going to be more? And she said, yes, it is going to be more, but it's not as much as what Westchester Medical Center gets, and what is the other? They're affiliated with not Health Alliance. there's an, in Poughkeepsie, what is that called? The medical
quest?
Whatever. So, and I said, well, they're holding out because they need to retain staff and to buy equipment, and this contract isn't enough for them to do that. So I said to her, I said, well, what happens if technically 2,000 people then don't use your hospital for hospitalization? Aren't you going to lose even more? And she says, we're already losing it, whatever that means. And I asked her, what's the chances of the contract being negotiated and agreeable on both sides? And she said 50-50. So May 31st is the end of the contract. June 1st, if you need to be hospitalized and you have Empire, Blue Cross, and Blue Shield, you cannot use Kingston Hospital unless it's an emergency. Apparently.
If we can use it. It'll just be out of network.
Right, be out of network.
I mean, we can use it, but it would be out of network.
No, yes, they're not going to close that one.
Yeah.
But I think that's a serious issue. I mean, when we talked about it in health, it was kind of like, well, we thought that this was just a normal part of negotiation. But I think that it's a little more serious because even though, you know, Health Alliance is the one negotiating, Westchester Medical, who has the contract that they want exactly as they have it in Westchester. So, and I think 50-50 chance is not too good. It doesn't sound, too good unless a miracle happens.
Yeah, but they all just hold out to the end.
Northern Dutch.
Well, I understand. Negotiations are negotiations.
And I don't think Westchester expects to get Westchester prices
right,
up here.
It's a downstate.
Has the county been talking with Health Alliance at all? With personnel
Personnel, I know, has been working with our third-party administrator, Rosen Kiernan, to work with Empire Blue Cross, because it's really Empire Blue Cross and their agreement with the Alliance, the Health Alliance. So, you know, the insurance companies, like, you know, we had these rates. Again, it's upstate, downstate argument. And, you know,
and the reason why I bring this up is the county spends millions of dollars on Blue Cross Blue Shield because, of course, the employee doesn't pay at all. What is the contribution? 10-15% of the
15 and 20%
of approximately like almost $20,000 in benefits per employee. And
but remember, we're self-insured, Carl. So it's based on usage. It's not a premium we're paying. So I say that it depends on what an employee uses too.
I know a lot of school districts use the same.
Right.
So but certainly this has the potential of impacting us, impacting our quality insurance.
Yeah. So. Just go ahead and bring that up. I don't know what else anybody can do.
So for clarification first, like you were saying, it would be out of network. So
it would be out of network charge, which would, you know, potentially could be more out of the employee's pocket.
Right, but so if you...
Higher deductible.
So, for example, if you have the PPO out of network plan, it wouldn't be necessarily more to you, but if you have the basic...
Correct, the POS plan.
Out of network, then it could cost you considerably
correct.
More.
Yep.
St. Francis is the hospital that...
St. Francis.
Legislator Beth Ligley was thinking of. So I actually have a meeting scheduled with Kevin Cahill up in Albany next week to discuss this. So, Vice Chairman of the Committee, so I'll update anything I hear. My district, Northern Dutchess, is actually closer, but you know that's not true for all points. All points in Ulster County. So.
Any other new business? So old business? Remember, we have three public hearings this afternoon. Okay, motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor?